Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texans OTAs begin next week. John McClain's going to give us an update on Tuesday. DJ Reader, the anchor of the defensive line and who J.J. Watt calls the most underrated player on this Texans team and one of the most underrated players in the entire NFL, had this to say about the Texans defensive line heading into 2019.
Our group's just a group of grinders. We got a good group of guys. There's not many egos in our room. So, I mean, it keeps it a lot easy, you know. And then Weaver pushing us the way he does, it makes it a lot easier for us to just gel together.
I think we know about Clowney's situation, Watts. I think Reeder's going to be in for a fight, to be honest. I know he's kind of the anchor. Just in terms of reps, he's going to be a part of the rotation.
He's a run stopper.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't get me wrong. He's on this team. I'm not saying that. I think they're bringing in guys to fill certain roles. Omenihu, for one, on the interior line, although they may well put Omenihu on the outside and give him a look anyway.
I think he's probably going to be the five tech.
Yeah,
if I had to guess.
Give him a look, especially with Ejiofor's
injury. Which is what you'd see Covington doing in the past.
It's going to be one of the more intriguing storylines is how that rotation plays out on the interior line.
I don't think that DJ Reader's a three-down guy. I think having DJ Reader out there on third down was a little bit of a mistake last year. And we saw him go to a 4-3 defense, and they would have Reader on the inside. They would have Covington on the inside. There just wasn't much athleticism up the middle. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to mix it up with Omenihu. You'll see him lining up where Covington used to. He's a little bit more athletic. You'll see Clowney lining up everywhere. But I think if Reader's not out there on third down, I know he had a two-sack game last year, if I'm not mistaken, but he's just not really a pass rusher. But he is one of the best run stoppers, and I fully expect him to have a good season. Just don't expect to see him out there rushing the quarterback as much, especially with the quarterbacks that they're going to be facing. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to not get to the quarterback last year against those quarterbacks, but quarterbacks they're facing, you do not want DJ Reader rushing the quarterback. Astros looking to win their eighth straight and sweep the Tigers. The baseball messiah homers in the first. Justin Verlander picks up the dub. Ryan Pressly holds down the eighth inning. Roberto Osuna picks up the save. Stros win their eighth straight. The 5-1 win. Up next, Boston Red Sox beginning tomorrow.
Alec, this is going to be huge. Clearly the two best teams, well, the two teams that have fared against each other the most with the highest stakes in the last few years. And the Red Sox have been playing better. I mean, they have been playing better. Alex Bregman, you mentioned him, 14th home run already. He's had 9 home runs in May. I mean, he's bearing down. It's not late in May, guys. It's May 16th, and he's had 9 home runs.
Did he go for 40?
I think that's what I was getting at. I think he could have a 40 home run year. He could also break the Astros record for most home runs in a month. That was 12 by the Toy Cannon, Jimmy Winn. Believe it or not Bagwell or some of these other guys. But he's got 9 on May 16th. He is smoking the ball right now.
And that's
now.
Not what usually what the baseball messiah does. For all his greatness, Alex Bregman, not known for fast starts. He started fast. I mean, Carlos Correa started fast. He's an all-star. Jose Altuve not playing like an all-star. He's going to get voted in. Chirinos could probably make a case, although he's probably not going to get in. George Springer, definite all-star, probably the MVP of the league. Over a 4 through the season, Michael Brantley, definite all-star. He's battling with George Springer for the lead in hits.
Yep.
Josh Reddick off to the best start he's had since being a Houston Astro. Justin Verlander, he's going to be in the Cy Young discussion. Ryan Pressly hasn't allowed a run this year. He's going to be in the all-star discussion. Roberto Osuna, he's up there for most saves in the league. He's held it down. He's going to be in the all-star discussion. Are you sensing a theme here?
How many
good players?
How many did you count off?
I lost count, my man.
I predicted 7. I know it's a hard number to get to for one team, but I still believe it. I still believe it.
I think it's just absolutely unfair. And to add to this, you talked about this. Tell the people what Jeff Luhnow was doing yesterday, because Jeff Luhnow was not in Detroit. Where was Jeff Luhnow?
Yeah, it was day before yesterday. I misspoke on that. I was looking at the date wrong. But it was day before yesterday. He was in Round Rock, the Astros AAA affiliate.
That's where I was born, bro.
Oh, really? That's cool. The Rock. Wasn't with the Astros. He's in Round Rock. And, you know, what's the sole weak link in this offense?
The Baker's Dozen.
Baker's Dozen. Tyler White batting 230 with only three RBI. Yordan Alvarez has been talked about a lot as a player that fans and media and people want to see come up. Playing a lot of left field down there. He played first base day before yesterday when Luno was in
town. What position does Tyler White play?
First base. So he was watching him get some reps at first base, watching him at the plate. By the way, two doubles with the general manager in the stands.
What's his batting average? He's like hitting 403. Oh, 403. Okay.
403.
Okay.
That's good, in case you didn't know.
I think that would lead the league, I would say.
I think so.
We're going to see Yordan Alvarez sooner rather than later.
I think this week, probably.
And you got to keep an eye on Tyler White because he's out of options. You're out of options. Mm-hmm. And when you come in.
It's a big thing. That's why it hasn't happened. Not to interrupt. But that's why people are like, well, why is this, you know, why is this not happened yet? It's a big decision to make. It's a huge decision to make for a guy like that that has helped you, that has had a streak, kept you afloat for a while when he was hot.
Yeah, he had a good year last year.
Yeah.
And you thought he would build on it. But the reality is he's just been too out of shape, too heavy to be able to maximize his potential. And he said that he was going to get in better shape. He came in fatter than he was last year.
And by the way, Yordan Alvarez, for all AAA baseball players, leads the team in OPS, leads the league, the minors, I should say, in OPS, average, and tied for home runs.
How many home runs?
15 home runs.
In how many games?
That would be in 35 games. Welcome to the show.
You got
to
be kidding me.
And the GM goes down there, he slaps two doubles.
He's got a lefty stick, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, mm-hmm. that's another one. You only have two lefties in the lineup every day right now, in Reddick and Brantley. And Reddick's not even in the lineup every day. So, if you can add another lefty to the lineup, I mean, that just takes it up another notch. And Tyler White, I wish you the best, man.
Oh, by the way, I also...
Put the fork down.
I shortchanged Yordan a little bit. He also leads all AAA players in RBI and total bases.
Okay.
So OPS.
Just tell me what he doesn't lead the league in.
OPS, average, RBI, total bases, and tied for home runs.
Yeah, he's coming up, man. He's coming up. And it's no coincidence that he went out there at first base. I wonder how he looked at first base. It's not like Tyler White is Jeff Bagwell in his prime or something like that, though.
I mean, first base, I'll put it this way. When you see a great first baseman, you know it, but it's hard to notice a bad first baseman. Think about it. Because, you know, generally speaking, like great first basemen make the unbelievable throws. Jeff Bagwell, I mean, I thought he was one of the best defensive first basemen I've ever seen. Because his instincts, the way he crowded the plate on potential bunt attempts, his throwing ability, his ability to know and scooping the ball, he was just great. But scooping the ball is really about all you need to do. You know, and field a grounder to be passable at first base. I'm not downplaying anything, but unlike other positions, you know, when you see a below average for a fielder in other positions, it's hard to notice that in first base. At first base,
Landry Locker, that's the OG John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on a Thursday, Sports Radio 610. 10 minutes till we add to our Pong Bowl squad. You mentioned Jeff Bagwell, you covered him when he was a player here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know he was this smart about baseball?
He is, yes. Some of my favorite memories were post-game or pre-game, shooting the bleep with Bagwell in the clubhouse about everything. He would talk about anything, but especially his baseball knowledge is ridiculous.
Because when he's up there in the booth at AT&T Sportsnet, like you just see, and I'm sure you saw a side of it, and you saw it to a certain point, but not only does he know a lot about baseball, he really, really enjoys it. Like mm-hmm. he loves the game of baseball. It's a joy seeing him and just how smart he is. Who was the dumbest athlete that you ever covered?
Baseball?
Just whoever.
Who? It's probably a baseball player.
I'm putting you on the spot here.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
You don't have to say it.
No. I'm thinking. Go to the next one. I'll come back while I think.
You're really thinking about this. You're really going
to
do this?
The dumbest player. Doesn't have to be baseball I've ever covered.
Yes.
I'm thinking.
All right, we'll get back to that.
All right, we'll get back to that.
Eastern Conference Finals yesterday, Game 1, Milwaukee wins 108-100. Brooke Lopez with 13 of his 29 in the fourth quarter. You expected the Greek Freak to come through. You maybe thought Chris Middleton would carry the Bucks, but it is Brooke bleeping Lopez going off and scoring 13 of his 29 in the fourth quarter. Toronto had a chance to win this. They let it go. I got to say this about these NBA crowds. Those crowds are rowdy as hell.
Yeah.
Golden State, rowdy as hell. Milwaukee, rowdy as hell. Toronto, next level rowdy as hell. I don't know what Portland's going to come out like.
Oh,
but Portland's these environments
one of the best.
Are
Portland's
insane.
One of the best atmospheres anywhere. You can't keep a good Lopez down, man. You just can't. And I'm still amazed at how cheap they got him.
Brooke Lopez?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the contract. I'll look it up, but he
bought out, right?
Yeah, he's on the cheap, man, and he's a significant former All-Star.
Yeah.
You know, he's
doing his thing.
They're paying him $3 million.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible? That's good general managing right there. You know what's great about these what I've noticed about these NBA playoffs?
What? I feel like they're running out of steam, honestly.
I'm not missing LeBron.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
The ratings are missing LeBron except the second round.
No, the ratings have been good.
The second round was up because you had the Rockets-Warriors, but they're going to go down here.
I don't know about that. I think the newness of these teams.
You're not missing LeBron. What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm asking myself that. I normally would think I would miss LeBron in this postseason.
You do.
But between what Toronto's doing, you talk about the atmosphere there, Drake on the sideline, Kawhi, what with Giannis, becoming a next level player, the Warriors without Durant looking like the old, what was it, the 15 Warriors, I guess, when they won it like this in 170 games, the newness of Damian Lillard, reaching another level. I'm not missing LeBron this postseason.
Well, now that you mentioned,
maybe it's LeBron fatigue.
You had fatigue from watching LeBron James play basketball.
How many did he go in a row?
I mean, my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're fatigued with that.
I'm just telling you how I feel. You can't change how I feel.
I mean, I'm not trying to change how you feel, J-Lo. I'm just saying, man. I mean, I do miss LeBron.
Because it always felt predictable.
I think this is going to die down.
I don't. I think I figured it out. It always felt predictable in one conference, in the Eastern Conference, because LeBron was going to get there somehow.
Right.
And now I'm like, all right, this is interesting. Let's see what happens. You know what I mean?
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Great. Yeah, I guess so, John.
Yeah, thanks, John. Good job. Did you figure out who the dumbest athlete you ever covered was? Or you just want to punt on that? I thought you were going to give me something here.
I'm thinking.
Still thinking?
I'm still thinking.
All right, we'll let you still think.
Billy Wagner wasn't a genius. But he wasn't the dumbest either.
Who was?
I'm thinking.
Think football. You got to think football, right?
Football. Brian Braman.
Who?
Brian Braman. He's the Cullen Glaspie is the next Brian Braman.
Okay.
Yeah. He was a special teams fiend for the Tech. Long hair.
He wasn't the brightest guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Who?
So let me think basketball now.
Vernon Maxwell?
Vernon Maxwell. That's what I was going to say.
Is that really what you were going to say?
I was going to say Vernon. Oh, God. He's going to kill me.
He looks the same damn age that he looked when he played.
He's one of those guys, just don't seem to age.
What do you mean?
Like certain guys just don't seem to age. Race car!
What's that called, Figgy? What's he saying?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Certain people, I should say, just age better than other people, it seems like to me.
What you mean by that? What do you mean?
Oh, black don't crack.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, black don't crack.
Glad you said that. I couldn't.
Yeah, I'm damn sure not either. I don't care. I don't care how tight we all are. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. Saturday is Pong Bowl. It's one of our funnest events. It's a huge party. It's going to be at Twin Peaks 290, 2 p.m. We expect all of you to be there. I'm going to be there. John's going to be there. Paul's going to be there. Seth's going to be there. Mike's going to be there. Triple Threat's going to be there. Figgy's going to be there. We're all going to be there. We're going to be broadcasting from 2 to 5. So you're going to get to hear all the guys that you hear Monday through Friday on a broadcast, maybe consuming some beverages, having a good time, and there's going to be a beer pong tournament. In that tournament, first place wins $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Second place wins $500. Third
real
place
money, man.
Wins $250. each show at the station is going to be represented. In the Loop, you know you want to represent In the Loop. Like, let's just be honest. Like, Paul kind of mocks it. We are the men of the people. Everybody knows that. He knows that. Everybody knows that. Mad Radio is going to be represented. And the Triple Threat, I guess, is going to be represented. I'm not sure what's going on there. But we want you to represent us. Right now, we got a nice little squad. We got Chris Torres, confident guy. Doug West, confident guy. Jason Sharp, very confident guy.
He was bringing smack. He's the early leader to be captain.
Yeah, he's the captain right now. And we got Ashley Williams, the sorority girl, who I'm telling you probably has koozies in her purse, and she's going to come with her game face.
She's had a couple of Sonic cherry limeades with vodka in it.
For sure. Who hasn't, though?
Right?
John?
Probably, I mean, at church.
Who the heck hasn't?
Yeah. No. We've got a squad, man.
We've got a squad.
It's like the Hampton Five right now. We only have five so far.
We're about to get five.
Okay. So it'll be the Hampton Five. By the way, another player just came to mind.
Dummy?
Derek Bell.
Oh, I could see that.
Derek Bell.
I could definitely see that.
Derek Bell used to eat two chili dogs. No, two sausage on a bun and a bowl of chili before most games.
That's smart. I thought we were talking about dumb players.
No,
that's
but he was
smart.
Also, it was like talking to a cow.
Good Lord. We want everyone there. That's the bottom line. We want to see you there, but we want you to represent us because we want to win. We're competitive guys. We've been known to talk a little bit of smack every once in a while. Paul's been talking some smack. Seth talked a little bit of smack. Triple Threat, Sean and Rich. They tried to talk a little bit of smack yesterday about the people representing us and Pong Bowl on Saturday. This is how that sounded. I want you to rate the trash talk between Sean and Rich yesterday when talking about Saturday's Pong Bowl event. And then we're going to give you a chance to rep the show everybody wants to rep, In the Loop. Why would you not want to? The show of the people. But before we do that, here's Sean and Rich yesterday setting the scene for Saturday's event.
I've never played beer pong.
No one's asking you to play beer pong. And we're not playing. It's the people who are going to be representing us.
Right,
in this
but I just want to make sure nobody's relying on me to do anything. We've always needed Ted Johnson to win anything, though.
No, Rich, we don't have to do anything.
I'm just talking about the show, winning. Doesn't matter whether we do anything or not.
That's a defeatist attitude, Rich. It's me and you now, baby. Let's go win this thing.
All right, well, how about this? There will be a rematch with Clint. A
separate issue. We got to focus on Pong Bowl.
Of course, yes.
Focus on Pong Bowl.
Yes, I'm trying, though. It's not in me.
But, Rich, nobody's asking. Anyways, okay. This may be the single threat when it comes to this thing. I'm going to tell both of you shows right now.
Wow.
Our representatives are going to whoop ass all over your representatives because the one thing that I know incense listeners more than anything is free beer, and I am offering it.
Single threat.
I'm just saying, Rich, you're not backing me up. You're like, I didn't win a free throw shooting contest.
I was getting ready to ask you if you wanted me to split that bar tab with you, but now screw you.
Okay, good.
God.
Do you want to represent them?
Triple threat is the New York Jets.
Quite honestly, seriously.
It's like Mike McKegnan.
I'm serious. If you're listening
Rich
right now.
Rich has got those Adam Gase eyes going in every direction.
The money pays the same. But if you've already been selected to represent the Triple Threat and you just want to represent In the Loop anyways.
Ask for a trade.
At Landry Locker, at Lopez on Sports. You don't even have to ask for a trade. Just make it clear that you're representing In the Loop. Because I don't want to send any of our listeners to that combative situation that they got
going on
there.
They're imploding. The Triple Threat, before we even get their full squad, they're imploding. They're the Jets. I mean, they're absolutely the Jets.
I don't even know if they're the Jets. They might be the Knicks. I mean, my gosh. Can Rich play some ball a little bit, man?
No, apparently not.
Does he think we're playing beer pong against each other?
I think that's what he was thinking. Okay. Maybe that's what he heard.
We are not. You are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.